Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chav Zayin, Yerushalmi, and we are on Chav Vav Mabez, the second to last daf here in Meseches Chagiga, Yerushalmi, in Perek Chomer Bakodesh. So we continue talking about the halachas of Zvivatara related to Yantif. So right, this is why this whole Perek or so is in this Mesechta, because the last couple of Mishnayos talk about the connection of Tumah Vatara to Yantif, which was the beginning, the topic of the whole Masechta, the first half of the Masechta. Remember, we spoke about the three Karbanos that are brought on Chag, and which Karbanos are Doche Yantif, and the Tashlumin for the Yantif. So that's why this was here, if you remember. We mentioned it by some of the Mefarshim. Says the Mishnah, HaPoseach es Chaviso, V'hamaskel b'isos v'agav haregel. We know that on Yantif, on the regel, there is special ne'emanis, as we said, given to Ame Ha'aretz, and that's what the Gemara just said right before the Mishnah that we had at the end of the Shia yesterday. Yerushalayim HaBenuya Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachtov, at a time of regel, when all the Shvatim are together, we have the Halachic Achtus. So what happens if, you know, somebody opens up a barrel of wine, starts a dough, on Yantif, what everybody has believed, and the Ame Ha'aretz that might have touched things, we're allowed to assume, no, it's Torah, they're okay, but then it's after Yantif. And now it's at a time when you don't believe anymore, and you have a half a barrel left. So do we say, oh, okay, well, when you opened it, it was okay, and when they touched it, we were allowed to believe that they were Tahar, so you could continue to believe that they're Tahar. Are you allowed to do that or not? Or do you say, no, now it's after Yantif, now you don't have the special Nemanis, and now you look back and say, wait, Ami Haaretz touched this, and maybe they were Tameh when they touched it. So what is the halacha? So the Mishnah says, a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to finish it. You're allowed to finish it. Once you started it, you're allowed to finish it. Chacham Omerim lo Yigmar. We pass on like the Chachamim. No, you're not allowed to finish it. Says the Karbana Eda, lo Yigmar, la'achar haregel. Sha'af al-pi she'bishas haregel him tahorin. Even though on Yantif, on the regel, they were tahor. Lo she'tahara san tahara olamis. We don't say that the tahara on Yantif was for an eternal tahara. And it's really tahor be'emes. Ela b'shevishas haregel akol chaverim. We don't say all of that. Avala achar haregel. I'm sorry. That's what you do say. That on regel you consider them chaverim. You don't give the barrel a tahara olamis. You just say on yantif you're allowed to treat them like that. Avala achar haregel tami magon limafreya. But on once the regel passes, then you say limafreya. It is tami. What are you supposed to do? The Gemara will talk about it. Avah haregel biyom hashishi. What happens if the Yantif passes Biyom HaShishi. What does Biyom HaShishi here mean? It means Thursday. It means going into Friday. So Avar HaRegel Biyom HaShishi, if the Yantif passes, the last day of Yantif is Thursday, so therefore Friday, you have one day. You have the one day between Yantif and Shabbos. It's not going to do anything. You're going to have to, if you do everything in the Beis HaMikdash and try to be Matayar everything, so then it's just not going to be enough time to get ready for Shabbos. Aloya Mavirin. They wouldn't be Ma'avir. They wouldn't take out all the possible items that were tame in the Beis HaMikdash because there was not enough time. Right, we're going to see in the next Mishnah, Kesen Ma'avirin. They wouldn't do it when they only have one day, but they covered Shabbos. Because of Kavach, what's Kavach Shabbos? Because if you would make the Kohanim, take care of the Beis HaMikdash stuff today, they wouldn't have time for their own needs. They wouldn't have time for their own needs, getting ready for Shabbos. You see the Pnei Moshe. She'er Kohanim Srichel Es Asik Ish Bebeisu, but Tzorchei Abayis. Everybody has to get ready for their own Shabbos in their house, in the Tzorchei Abayis, and therefore, we don't make the Ha'avara, we don't make the changeover have to be done that Friday. Yehuda Omer, but lo biyom chamishi, even the day before. Even if Yantif ends on a Wednesday, and you have Thursday, Friday, you only have 2 days, also there, the Kohanim are not pani, because you know what kind of work has to be done there? Look at the Karbana Eda, right? Lahat bilan. The Kohanim are not panui to be tovel, the kelim that have to be nitba. Why? Shetzricha lahotzi adeshen, shala tapuach, shekavsu sham kol haregel. There's a huge amount of ashes on the Mizbeach. It's going to take a ton of time to clean it out. Remember, Hotzas Hadeshen is done based on need. Harama, Trumas Hadeshen is done every single day. But Hotzas Hadeshen, we assume, is done whenever there's a need. But here there's a huge need. So yeah, they had to take out the, all of the Deshen. There's not enough time, and therefore, Abihuda says even a 2 day break, even Thursday and Friday, is not going to be enough. And therefore, you have that flexibility. How do you have that flexibility if it's not Yantif? it's not yantif, and you're still able to use these kalim that we just said, right? According to the Chachamim, lo yigmar on a personal level, and also on a tzibur level, as we'll see, you have to be choshes that they would tame and be matpul them. So now it's the after yantif. So how do you have that? So the Tureyev and the Shagasari here on this Mishnah, Daf Chafav, in the Bavli says, it must be that Chazal were machshiv these days as it's still yantif. Well, you have to say that that's what the whole idea was you don't trust them, but you don't know for sure bavada that they became tamei. So we're makel on yantif. So we continue where we continue that and stretch that kula a little bit for a couple of days and still consider it yantif because in Breira, you don't have time. The kohanim have to get ready for yantif. It's interesting that it says the kohanim have to be involved in tzarchei habayis. Are the men involved in tzarchei habayis? They should be involved in tzarchei habayis. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is yishtadel. Yishtadel, everybody should be involved in the tzarchei habayis. There is an unusual Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, why is it that many of the men around here are not involved in the physical preparations for Erev Shabbos, and only their wives are involved? So he says, Ishtoku gufo. So that's a defense. That's not a pashut usage of Ishtoku gufo, which is usually used as a halachic or legal term, and it definitely should not be relied on lechatchila. The Gemara in the Kiddushin tells us that the great Amoraim used to physically be involved in the Shabbos preparations and salting the fish and cutting the meat. So that is what the mitzvah is lechatchila. The Rambam discusses, if you remember in Hilchos Shabbos, all about Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Laman, and the 30th Perek, the last Perek in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam talks about Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. There were four things that are said about Shabbos: Shnayim and Atar v'Shnayim Divrei Sofrim, two Daraisa, two Drabanan. The Hein Mefurashin Al Yedei HaNaviim. They're explained by the Naviim. Shebetar Zachar V'Shamar V'Shenis Parsho Al Yedei HaNaviim Kavod V'Oneg. So the two Divrei Sofrim are mentioned in the Naviim, which again gives it a stronger status. We know Divrei Kabbalah, Shenemar Vakachas Shabbos Oneg, V'Lektosh Hashem Mechubad. The pasuk in Yeshayo, Perek Nun Ches, Kavod and Oneg. What is Kavod? It says the Rambam, Ezeo Kavod, Zeo Shamra. And this is why our Mishnah says that the Kohanim have an extra day because of Kavod Shabbos. What exactly are examples of Kavod? The Rambam says, Ezeo Kavod, Ze Shamra Chachamim, She Mitzvah Al Ha'adam, Lerchotz, Panav, Yadav, Raglav, Bechamin, Be'erev Shabbos, Be'erev Kavod Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to shower, to wash one's face, hands, and feet on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Umisate Patzitzis, and wrap oneselves in tzitzis. The Yoshev Bekovid Rosh, Miyachel Lahakbalas Panei Shabbos. And sit there with anticipation, with bated breath, saying, wow, I can't wait, I'm so excited to sit there. Not to rush into Shabbos, but to be there, to get ready. Kamoshu Yosef Likras HaMelech. Like we would be having an important meeting with the king, we'd be ready beforehand, they're getting excited about it. V'chachamim HaRishonim HaYom HaKaptin Talmidim Be'erev Shabbos. The great rabbis, the Chachamim HaRishonim, used to gather their students on Erev Shabbos, umisatfim, and garb themselves, va'omrim bo v'netzi likras Shabbos HaMelech. Right, like the Gemara says. Umikas, that's Kavod Shabbos. Shower and sitting with bated anticipation and gathering in groups. Umikavod Shabbos, yobashkos nekia, wearing special clothes, the Rambam says. V'yeloye malbush hachol kamalbush haShabbos. Right, your weekday clothing should be different than your Shabbos clothing. The Rambam says if you're poor and you don't have enough money, you don't have weekday clothing and Shabbos clothing, so at least change the way you wear it, right? Put your belt a little bit lower so you can act like an aristocrat on your toga, the Rambam says. And then the Rambam even says, sometimes we do things Kavod Shabbos by not doing things. Aser likvo asuda umishta be'erev Shabbos, b'nei Kavod Shabbos. Not to have a big meal on Erev Shabbos is also Kavod Shabbos, to go into Shabbos with a big appetite. Right, if you're going to a fancy restaurant one night, sometimes you skip lunch because you want to get the deepest, most intense experience from the restaurant. So not eating beforehand makes the restaurant experience a different experience, and that's the Rambam. Many examples. Misadar Adam Shulchano be'erev Shabbos, Avu Bishino Tzarchal Kazayis. Right, you have to set the table, even if let's say you're not eating at home on Friday night, still set the table, put a tablecloth on. But a tablecloth on, that is all covered. V'chimisadar shulchanu b'motzi Shabbos. V'avu ishino tzorach el kezayin. It's also a motzi Shabbos. K'dei l'chabdo b'knisaso u'ibitziyaso. right, to be mechabed it, going in and going out. The Vitzorach Lesakin based on Vod Yom, and they covered Shabbos. Again, already beforehand, before Shabbos, right? It's throughout this story based on the Malachim story, right? The Gemara that talks about the Malachim that accompany a person home on Erev Shabbos, and they give a bracha if everything is set from before Shabbos. That's the where the Rambam gets this from. V'hei ner daluk v'sholchan arach u'mita mutzatz shekal elu v'kavet Shabbos hein. These are all kavet Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Yantif, I think in Tavkuf Chavtes, discusses what do all these have in common as in contrast to the next halacha of the Rambam, which is about oneg, kavet is the Erev Shabbos. Kavet is everything we do before Shabbos. Or I'll add after Shabbos, right? Like the Malvamot, the Rambam says, l'chabdo b'yitziyaso. But mostly, what we do before Shabbos, that's covered Shabbos. What we do on Shabbos is oneg, right? That's the Rambam in the next halacha. Ezeo oneg, ezeo shabar chachamim, sorsorach l'sakin atav shel shamein b'yoser. U'mashke mevusam l'shabbos. Hakolofi mamono shel adam. Right? Enjoying oneself, that's oneg Shabbos. And that's where the Rambam talks about the achilas basar, shtiyas yayin b'shabbos, oneg hula. That's oneg. Chulu and the Rambam continues, but that's all why in our Mishnah there's flexibility in terms of if Yantif ends on a Thursday or even on a Wednesday, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the heter of Ne'emanus of the Amei Haaretz is extended, so they have time to be involved in Kavod Shabbos. Good, says the Gemara. Rabbi Chananya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he tiru sofa misham tchilasa. Why does Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakama? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Yigmar if you opened up a barrel or Maskel Bisaso? You're allowed to finish it because if you don't allow him to finish it, then you know what? He's just not going to open it the next time. It's going to be Yantif. People are going to want to have some wine. He's going to say, no, it's not going to be finished by the end of Yantif. So then I'm going to have to like throw it out. So I'm not going to open it in the first place. Right? This is a Sugi Masechas Beitza that has many examples of this. Big discussion in the Achronim. Does this apply only to issues midrabanan, right? Or even to issues midoraisa? Right, that's a big machlokas for Moshe or Shlomo Zalman. Shem Omer Atlo Shalo Yigmar, because if you say that he's not allowed to complete it and finish it, Afu Ena Posech, he's not going to open it in the first place. Says the Gemara below Yiftach. Okay, so he won't open it. What's the big deal? So he won't open the barrel. Why is that such a big important factor? Afu Mamayim B'Simchas Arekel. No, then he's going to minimize Simchas Yantif for all of his customers. Right, for all of his customers, he's going to minimize it, and therefore that we don't want that. Right, carbon eda shelo yehei hamazon matsui laoli regalim. Right, the food won't be plentiful for the oli regalim, and therefore Chazal relaxed their iser here, and therefore they said yigmar simchas regal. Also, this is about the time of Yantif. At the time of Yantif, simchas Yantif was for sure midaraisa. There's a pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha. That for sure, the time of Yantif with karbanos, shlamim and wine in simchal b'basar b'yayin, that for sure applies. Bizban hazeh, we know there's a machlokas we showed him whether simchas Yantif applies today mida araisa or mida rabbanan. The Rambam says clearly that simchas Yantif applies today even bizban hazeh mida araisa. The Rambam says simchas Yantif is daraisa. The Rambam hilchos Yantif in Perek Vav. The Rambam says v'chayev adam. Or you can start from the beginning. Shiva simeya pesach, vishmona simeya chag, im sha'ar yamim tovim. Interesting lashon. Kulam asur behesped v'tainis. They're all asur behesped v'tainis. V'chayev adam lios bahen sameach v'tov leiv. Hu ubanav v'ishto ubnei banav. Him, his wife, his kids, v'chol anil v'balav, sh'ne'amar v'samachta b'chagecha. Avo bisha simcha amura kan hi karban shlamim, kibosh anavar behilchas chagigi. Even though the simcha there in the pasuk really means karban, yesh bechlal osa simcha, lismoachu ubanav, ubnei beso, kalechad ve'echad karo ilo. Right, included in that is all simcha, giving the kids candies, and giving the women clothing, and giving the men basar v'yayin. Right, and the Rambam says that's simcha, then the Rambam adds, ultimate simcha also is sharing. Right, it has to be shared. Avalamisha Noel Dalsos Chatzero. If somebody closes the doors of his chatzer, Va'ochal Vishosa Hu Ubanav Ishto, the Eno Ma'achilu Mashkelaniim, Ulamari Nefesh, you don't include anyone who is less privileged, Ainzu Simchas Mitzvah Ela Simchas Kreso. This is not Simchas Mitzvah, this is the Simcha of his stomach. And the Rambam says that's a terrible thing. That's Simchas Yantif. But Bali Tosfos, Meod Katan, and elsewhere say no. Right, Simchas Yantif, Bizman Hazeh, Drabanan. Only with the carbon is it Daraisa. Bizman Hazeh, it is Drabanan. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rishwal Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan, Ma'plig in the Machlokas in the Mishnah, about whether you're allowed to finish it or not, is B'chavishal Yain, is by barrel of wine. because that's where there's an issue where if you don't allow it, then it's going to be a miyut of Simchas Yantif. And if it's oil, kolame moda sheino gomra. But if it's oil, everybody would agree that you're not allowed to finish it because not allowing the oil is not going to be mema'et. Oh, he's not going to open it in the first place. Okay, that's not going to be mema'et Simchas Yantif. Right? If you look in the Mashbiach, right, one of the mafarshim in the back, the Mashbiach says, "De'ein amonei abesim chazyantiv, de'ein simchal basav yayin. K'shelo yiftach chavios hashemen, ein amamayin besim chazyantiv, v'lachein ein agomer l'kuli alma." So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you can't be gomer that by oil. So Ketzer Osa, according to the Rabbanon that say lo yigmar, what are you supposed to do with it? What are you supposed to do with this half a barrel of wine? So Tani Rabbi Chiya Shofcha, Rabbi Chiya says, spill it out. Spill it out. There's nothing, nothing to do. It's considered tame. L'chora, this is not chulin. It must be true, but tame. Chulin tame, you could eat when you're tame. Right? If you're a Yisrael. Shofcha, so it means that maybe it's true, but tame. Tani Bar Kapara Shofra. Tani Bar Kapara says, not only do you have to pour out the wine, you have to break the barrel. To break the barrel, because this wine has been sitting in the barrel, and therefore l'chora, the barrel absorb the taste of the wine. If it was there for 24 hours, that's the sugya of kavish kimevushal. Kavish kimevushal is a whole si'if in Shulchan Aruch about kavish kimevushal. Also in Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya and Simon Kuf Hey. Kuf Hey, we pass kavish kimevushal as in any liquid for 24 hours. And if something is soaking in a liquid in a container, so then the taste is transferred. Kavish kimevushal. Shulchan Aruch says, Isser she nishre im heter. An iser that was soaked in a meheter, me'es le'es, right, 24 hours, bitzonein, in cold, mikri kavush. That's called kavush, v'harihu, kimavushal. And that's like mavushal, v'ne'es arkulo, avopachos mikan ba'adach asagi. But if it's less than 24 hours, rinse it off, and then it is a problem. It has to be 24 hours straight. V'chamakam, the Rama adds, v'chamakam shenet d'arminia kavish kemevushal, afilu mashechutz l'kvisha, aser. Machlokas in 2 days in the Rama. What if you have a piece of meat that's in liquid, but half of it is sticking out of the liquid? So do you say kavish kemevushal about also what's sticking out of the liquid? So the Rama first says, yes. The idea, kvisha shelamata mifapea lamala, kemobavishal. Just like cooking, right? It goes up, the taste goes up. V'yesh mekilin b'mashebachutz. And some are mekel based on what's outside the liquid, that you wouldn't say kavish kemevushal. The safi kavish, usur. Safi kavish would be usur, right? You're not sure if it was a whole 24 hours or not, so we would say that's similar to safik of you don't know if it was shishim, kineged an isur, milvad babasar imchalav, dazlina lakula. If it's a safik, babasar imchalav, where you're not sure if it became usur bachlal, not that you know there's an isur, but you're not sure if the isur is still there, but you're not sure if it's usur at all, that the binatari and usur rak mevishal mamish, right? So that's the safik drabanan. Says the Rama. Okay, so says the Gemara. What do you do with it? You pour it out. You break the kli. Vatana Rav Chalafta Bar Shola. Third opinion. Manich leRegel Haba. No, save it for next Yantif. Well, then Yantif, it's Naaman. So save it for next Yantif. You can use it for next Yantif. Good. Rasimim Shem Rav Shua Ben Levi. Yantif Shechal Di Asa Erev Shabbos. If Yantif fell out again, Erev Shabbos. So here we're talking about Mamish Erev Shabbos. Ochel Af Tishbos HaRegel Karegel. So then, tishbos haregel. Tishbos haregel says the carbonate. There's another way of saying isruchag, right? Shavas, where the regel was shavas. The regel stopped, that means the next day. Isruchag is considered like the yantif. So if it fell out on, the yantif fell out on a Friday, so then that ne'emanus continues for the next day. That's, isruchag, right? Carbonate, the isruchag. How are you? Karegel, shamayaris, ne'emanum. There's still a ne'eman for that day. Amr of Zeora, masisa amarkain. The brisa supports this. Why? Because there's a brisa that says erev ha-pesach, Kepesach. Erev Pesach is like Pesach in terms of the Ne'emanus, because everybody's there. Yom Tevoach Katzeres. And the Yom Tevoach, right, we had that earlier in the Masechta, that means the day that you shech the Karbanos for Shavuos, which often is the day after Shavuos, right, if let's say Shavuos is a Shabbos. So the Yom Tevoach Katzeres. So you see there that the day after Shavuos can be considered like Shavuos. That's the Isruchag. Amar Mechanani, Afanana B'tanina, Deraba. We learned even a greater Chiddush in the Mishnah. Why? Because what the Rabbi the Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Af lo biyom chamishi, even if you have 2 day break, not if you even if you have no day break, right? Even if you have 2 day break, you still say you can treat it. So if you see even the Mishnah, it's even an even bigger chiddush. It's like the Rama in Hilchas Pesach. At the beginning of Hilchas Pesach is where the Rama talks about Isru Chag. The day after Yantif, you should be a Mesameach a little more, and there's no Tachnun. Right? Why does the Rama say that in the first halacha, first Siman of Hilchas Pesach? Say it in the last Siman of Hilchas Pesach. Why is it Dafka in the first Siman? So one could suggest that Isru Chag is about, the message of Isru Chag is about taking the Yantif with you. Isru Chag Ba'avosim, tying on the Chag. If I want to be able to take the Chag with me after the Chag, I have to prepare beforehand. I have to think about how am I going to experience this Chag in order to help me take it with me afterwards. So maybe that's why the Rama talks about Isru Chag in the first halacha of Hilchas Pesach, which is the first set of halachas of Yantif in Arach Chaim, so that I learn that I have to act in a certain way beforehand with a proper attitude to take it with me. Good. Says the Mishnah. Ketzad ma'avirin. Last Mishnah here in the Masechta. Ketzad ma'avirin al taras hazara. So what do you do after Yantif when on Yantif there were plenty of Amei Haaretz in the Beis HaMikdash and maybe they touched everything? So what do you do now after Yantif? So ma'abilin asakelim shayim ha'mikdash. You have to be tovel. You have to be tovel all the kelim, all the cups and all the bowls and all the kelim from the Mikdash you were tovel. Va'omrim lahem hizarish lo tigu b'sholchan. But you tell them, who's the them? Tell them don't touch the shulchan. Why? Because the shulchan, you have to have lechem upon him there every second, tamid, and therefore you can't be tovel, you can't take off the bread and tovel it, so you don't want the shulchan to become tameh. So therefore you tell them, who's the tam? So the karban eda, and the others say, the amei haaretz, on yantif. Right? Even though we trust them, we have ne'emanus, we tell them, don't touch the shulchan. Don't touch the shulchan. Where are they touching the shulchan? So the bavli, we'll see later on here in the Gemara, when they took it out to show the Klal Yisrael, when the shulchan's in the heichal, who's in the heichal? Maybe it's the Amei Aretz Kohanim that go in there for something. Or it's at a time when they held up the Shulchan to show the fresh bread that is on the Heichal. The Meiri quotes a day that it means when the Kohanim are moving the Kalim. Maybe it means there, when they're toveling, make sure don't touch the Shulchan. Okay, but the simple pshat, the Karmen Eid and others say it means we tell the Amei Aretz on Yadav. All the Kalim in the Mikdash, Shnei Mishliyim. They had doubles and triples. They had extras. So that, so if the first ones have to be tovel, you put the second ones in place. All kalim in the mikdash require tevila after yantif, right? Because maybe they became tamei. Chutz, except for the shulchan, right? That was number one. And mizbeach hazav, mizbeach hanachoshes, and the two mizbeach hazav, but the mizbeach hazav has three names. Mizbeach haktores, mizbeach haprimi. Mizbeach Hazav, because it was plated with gold, wood plated with gold, or Mizbeach Nechoshes, and the copper Mizbeach, plated with Nechoshes, Mipnei Sheika Karka. Why? Because they are like Karka, and Karka is not Makabel Tuma. How are they like Karka? So the Karban Eda quotes from the Gemara, Mizbeach Nechoshes HaKasav Karo Mizbeach Adama. The Pasuk calls it Mizbeach Adama, then the Pasuk is Yisro. And Mizbeach Hazav is compared, because the Pasuk in Bamidbar says, HaMenorah VaMizbechos. So Mizbechos are compared to each other. So if one Mizbeach has the din of Karka, so too does the other Mizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. The Tosas Yantif and other Mefarshim wonder, the Mizbeach Nechoshes, when was that? Bizman Moshe. When Shlomo HaMelech built the second bias, built the first bias, he made that Mizbeach out of stone. So that's why it's not Makabel Tumah. Because it's made out of stone, the Nechoshes. So the Tosas Yantif says, maybe it's just saying this for what was, or maybe we're going to build one like that with Bizmo Moshe Mashiach. Right? Maybe we're going to build one like that with Bizmo Moshe Mashiach. Elo Hayim Mizbeach Nechoshes, Kimei Moshe Rabbeinu, Inami Im La'asid Ya'asuhu, Mishal Nechoshes, Yehidino Gamkech Lo Yeton Tfila. It's just saying like the Hilchas Al Mashiach related to that. That's why he calls it Nechoshes. Okay, so then the Mizbeachs are not Tovel because they have the din of Karka. Vachacham Momrim, Rebbeche Mitzupin. 2 days in the Bavli. What are the Chacham trying to say? Are they trying to say, no, they are Makabel Tumah because they're metal plated, and therefore you go by the metal plate and therefore it's Makabel Tumah? Or do you say that the Chacham are saying, there's a different reason why they're not Makabel Tumah? Okay, different day is in the Bavli, how to understand it. Says the Gemara, V'kelem tun in tefillah, the kelem required tefillah, really? Are we nervous about the kelem? So the Gemara says, yeah. Let Rabbi Ba, Ni Omer, Shami Omer, right? Usually we find that by Rabbi, but here Rabbi Ba, Shema Shaya Hashem Echa Minha Kohanim Shlohuza. Maybe one of the Kohanim was Tamimais that didn't have the Hazaya of the Paraduma and he touched. So Gemara says, Miata Nachash Lakulan. So why are you only worried about Yontif, right? Every day, maybe there's a Kohen that was Tamei Meis. Before we answer that question, we ask it again. Maybe there was a Kohen that was speaking to a woman about one of her cons, one of her pairs of birds, and the woman's saliva, and some of the saliva of the woman went out and went onto the begadim of the Kohen, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, and then he carried that, right? If it was on the beged, it's not going to make him tameh, but masa, right? Maybe he carried the roke and maybe vitimato, and then he touched a kli while it was still on him, so he was being matameh masa. So maybe that's why this tumah. So again, the Gemara says, meyatanachas l'kulam. Why are we only worried on after yantif? Right? Always you might have this chash. Tifter b'shenidma b'savig mashkin. Maybe the chash is really only by the tumah derabanan of Saving Mashke. So if it's only a Tumah Derabanan, we're not going to be so Machmir. We'll only be Machmir when there was so many people on Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe that's when we're going to really, take precautions. Says the Gemara, really? Is it because of Saving Mashke? Taman Tanina, didn't we learn in the Mishnah Taurus, Saving Mashkin Li Tameh Tameh. If the Saving is about the liquids themselves becoming Tameh, be Machmir, Tameh. But if it's about Saving Mashkin, whether something else became Tameh from the Mashkin, then we're Mekel Tahar. So how do you, this whole thing, this whole Chumrah after Yantiv is for something that we should be Mekel it? Says the Gemara, no. Tamam Mitruma. The Mishnah there in Taurus is about for Truma. We say we could be considered a Tahar. Vikan Bakodesh. But here in our Mishnah, we're talking about Kodesh. Chumrah Bakodesh. By Kodesh, we're going to be more Machmir in the Beis HaMikdash. Period. The shulchan that became tameh, right? We said, don't touch the shulchan. What if the shulchan became tameh? Your matbilan also bismano. What does bismano mean? So we're going to go with the pshat. It's a little bit in the Pnei Moshe, but it's more in the Noam Yerushalmi in the back of the Gemara. Bismano means on Shabbos, the times that when you change the lechem apanim. So that's when you put the shulchan in the mikvah also. Why? Why does he say delay it and not today? Let's continue reading. Afilu b'Shabbos. Even though it's Shabbos, and usually you're not tovel kelim on Shabbos, that's an issa d'rabanan, and we're going to push that aside, even though there's a tikkun mana, but because of this need, we're going to allow it. Dibur Meir. Meir says that even lechem tameh, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of lechem apanim. So there's no rush to, if the shulchan becomes tameh, it's going to make the bread tameh, you're still fulfilling the mitzvah. But you should make it tahar. So you wait till Shabbos when you switch the breads, and that's when you take the breads off and you put it, the shulchan, into the mikvah. Then you take it out, back on, take it out, and you put the bread, put the new breads on. That's Rabbi Meir. Hacham omer miyan. No, the Chum say miyan. Chum say the brisa right away, because once the bread is tameh, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah anyway. So you got to be tovel it today. Tovel it today. Take the breads off. Put the shulchan in the mikvah. Ashkaches. So it comes out omar. It comes out of Rabbi Meir, what are you doing? You're tovaling it on Shabbos. The bread that was there beforehand, the previous bread, is tameh, because the shulchan was tameh. And then you dunk the bread into the shulchan into the mikvah. Then you take it out and you put the new breads on. Explains the Noam Yerushalmi. Those new breads are also tameh because it's a tful yom. The shulchan is a tful yom and you have to wait till evening. Right, Pirsh Halechem Shemisalkim Yala Shulchan Shu Tomei Shenagam Shulchan Vasheni Hanu Lechem Apadim Asheni Shemenichan Ala Shulchan Ta Mikivat Shenitma Boy Harif Shemesh V'Yim Kain. Again, I'm reading from the Noam Yerushalmi. Nitma Gam Lechem Apadim Asheni Shemichan Ala B'Shabbos. Okay, but that's what you do. That you still fulfill the mitzvah even with Tamei bread. Al Daita Drabanan Einam Tamei Alechem Echa Bovan. The Rabbanan say no, it's only one bread. Why? Because the Rabbanan said that you dunk it in the mikvah right away. Let's say Tuesday became Tameh, you dug it Tuesday, you put those same breads back on, and by the time the Shabbos comes, then the Shulchan is already Tahar. The Shulchan doesn't become Tameh again from the breads. So when you put the new breads on, it is going to be Tahar. Only the first breads became Tameh. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Susi, Kumi Rabbi Yosa, Afilo Dati Rabbi Meir, Einam Tameh Alechem Echa Bavad. There is a case that I could come up with that even according to Rabbi Meir, only one of the breads become Tameh. What's that? Tiftar shenitma b'saving mashkin. If it's nitma b'saving mashkin, a tumah derabanan, then our chumr is going to be, you have to be tovel, but there's no chiyav of harif shemesh. So if there's no chiyav of harif shemesh, then the tumah derabanan evaporates right after the mikvah, during the day, and therefore there's not a there's no problem with putting the breads on after the mikvah. One final line says the Gemara. Pamachas et pilos a menorah. One time the menorah. They were matbil the menorah. Amru had stukim reu prushim matbilin galgal chama. Right, the stukim for some reason thought that the menorah can't become tame. They made fun of the prushim. They say, look, the prushim are being tovel the sun. The sun. They compared the menorah to the sun. Why? Because they said the menorah just serves a function of giving off light. That's not a real kli. It's like the sun. The sun can't be makabel tuma. So maybe the menorah also can't be makabel tuma. Carbon eida. Matbilan galal gachama. Sha'afi me'ira. Kolomar shematbilan davar. She'ena makabel tuma. She'ena suya elala ha'ir. So what are they doing? So they made fun of the prushim. Again, there's more. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the sun. And this comparison, Be'ez Hashem, at the beginning of the next year. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we'll get to the last daf here in Maseches Hagiga.